If Krishna is so pleased, or her, his, this Tulsi Manjari, Rasi Manjari, Srimati Radhika, Lalita Vishakha, if they are merciful enough to give it, we can have, or anyone can have. Otherwise, they cannot have. So, Prema Danchame, Billamangal is telling to Krishna that you are Prema Danchame. You have given me. Kama Danchame, you can give me not only Prem, but Kam, his lips in Gopi's heart. That Kam also you can give me. How you can give me? Vedanam chame, by Siksha Guru, Vedanam, by Spurti, manifesting. If you can manifest your Nitya Siddha Parikar can manifest, then it will be manifested. Otherwise, no. Not by practicing Bhakti Yoga or anything. By practicing, it will not come. And if Krishna will give, or his associates will give, then it will be Vaibhavan Chame, then we can treat it as my whole self, that prince. Jivanan Chame, also you are my Jivan. Or Jivitan Chame, Devatan Chame, Devataman Adhidev, like Govinda Gopinath and Madan Mohan. Devana Param. Except you, no one is so much like you. So here, he is telling that Nana Vidha, they are taking the remnants of Krishna, all Sakhi. When Tulsi brings from there, and they are remembering the pastimes of Kumkum, regarding how they use Kumkum for the Krishna, serving Krishna feet, and how Krishna serves them, and how Krishna takes the Mahaprasadam in Nanda Bhavan by Yashoda, and sometimes Srimati Radhika is there. In Bihad Bhagavatamrita we see that Gop Kumar came in Golok by Vrindavan. And all are sitting. Krishna Baldev, Siddhama, Madhubangal, everyone were there. Krishna took the hand of that Gop Kumar, that is Saru, and he makes Krishna very near. And when they were taking, Yashoda Maa gives Amrit Keli, prepared by Radhika in the dish of Krishna. And Krishna took something, and like that it is not tasteful, and it is something bit. And gave it to in the dish of Sarup Damodara. Radhika was seeing from distance. Why he has given so? She knew to some extent, but not whole. It was written that this Sarup was brother of Srimati Radhika. It was so much dear to Krishna. So Krishna wanted to make him, give him that test, how beautiful test and good test is of this, and also remnant of Krishna plus, and prepared by Radhika, so it becomes so sweet. And when Sarup took it, he became senseless. How sweet it is. So at first when Krishna did like this, all Sakhis are seeing, Radhika is seeing, and all are thinking that it is perhaps with no taste.
But it was so stressful. So remembering all past times, Srimati Radhika is taking, and her mind is not there, but his mind is with Krishna. So this is the purpose of this issue. So she is praying Srimati Radhika that will you be so enough merciful to me that you will engage me in all that kinds of services and will tell me to go there, and from there I will take remnants and give you and serve you in all. So please, today.
So Rupa was the brother of
Srimati Radhika? So many brothers. Mm. Not only Siddhanta. If you want, you can write. You are pressed to be?
No.
Theek hai?
It is an easy question. You remember last time when I was leaving, I asked you about the identity of some of the members of the of our parampara in their swarup. So I read one book and it gave some names, but I am not certain about the authenticity of what is said. So if I tell you the names, you can just say what is your opinion about them. It mentions Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur as Nayana Manjari, and Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj as Guna Manjari, and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur as Kamla Manjari, and Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj as Rasik Manjari, and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur as Vinod Manjari.
I have not heard about this matter, what it is. In the books, but anyone not written. But anyhow, who has written?
It was one of our god brothers, and I did not ask him where he got this information from.
Yeah. And I have not also searched.
I thought that perhaps when I mentioned it, it might make you remember something you had read. And it mentioned then Narottam Das Thakur, you have said it's Vilas Manjari.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has told.
And then it mentions Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami as Kasturi Manjari. Then you said Jiva Goswami was also Vilas Manjari. Then Sanatana Goswami, Labanga Manjari. Gopabhatta Goswami, Ananga Manjari.
Balbhatta. Also somewhere Gun Manjari.
So what is it? What is your opinion? Which way do we take it?
I have seen so much places Gun Manjari.
Gun Manjari. Not Ananga Manjari. Dr. Naveen. Very strict doctor.
Sadhguru Master, in a so difficult and so many obstacles are there, but yet he will. So his Prabhupada will have so much mercy upon him. One thing we see that Narayan or Krishna told to so many persons that obey me and
preach against the main principles of Bhagavad Gita or Vedas, that God has no name, roop, gun, roop, lila, etc. And all are Brahma. But anyone was not ready to do this task. He then said to Shankar, he was also not ready. But this hard task, Krishna told, that is, without you, anyone cannot do this task. Then he became ready and he became Shankar. Also when ocean was first ready,
turned.
Then beast came,
poison
was out of
Gar.
He saw that all are dying, no is able to do this task. He at once this and called Shankar and said, you are qualified to do this task. So in China it is not less than that, taking this and all these things. So hard task he is doing.
No one else can do.
Certainly. We cannot leave a moment there, but he can do. He can leave and do all these things very patiently. You will go in China? No?
I was reading in one purport of Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila. There is a description of the song by Narottama Das, Goranga Bolite Havi, Tulaka Sari. And there was the explanation in that, I think it was by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, was very similar to what you were saying yesterday about if one gives one's heart to Lord Nityananda, then by the mercy of Lord Nityananda he can become free from material desires and then be in Vrindavan and then get the mercy of Rupa Sanatan. But the first line of that song describes how first one should chant, be in ecstatic love and chant Hari Hari, chant the names of Krishna, and then after that, then Nityananda's mercy. And that didn't sound, first it seems like by the mercy of Nityananda, then you could properly chant Hari Hari. But it is described first Goranga, get the mercy.
First he is perhaps realizing that I want to cry Hari Hari and what has come from here and this should be melted. But he saw that this is not coming. Tears are not coming. I may be aparadhi. He thinks like this. He is not aparadhi. Yet he thinks. And then he remembers the pastimes of Jagai and Madhai that Nityananda Prabhu has done mercy. And then he thinks that without Nityananda Prabhu, this stage will not come. So then he does prarthana to Nityananda Prabhu. Hari Hari, Bolite, Nayane Bhaveni. After that,
आर
कवे नित्यानंद
नितय
चांद करुणा करिवे संसार बसन मोर कवे दूर होवे देन टू रूप सनातन रूपना बाय द मर्सी ऑफ रूप सनातन देन आई विल हैव पोजीशन इन वृंदावन आई विल सी वृंदावन
रूप रघुनाथ पले
अनुमोरार अर्थना करे Now when we will meet again? Do your all thing as you are doing, but internally always try to remember all these things and to increase all these things. To preach to the Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati tells, to preach ordinary person, bimukh person, is only to cut a forest and to give them its name and all these ideas. And this world is very, very hard task. Especially in your side, it is very hard task. In America, no hard task. In England, no hard task. Because they are God's family. So it is easy. But in China, Russia, it is very hard. So we should do also. But always, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, are our all acharyas. Internally doing our practices and outwardly we should do all this. And you are all doing in so good manner.
Kindly keep us in your mind.
Your activities and so generous things will always remind me.
If you remember us, then surely we will be protected. Our greed will grow.
Here was Ganges at first.
Janu Rishi, at first in another name. Anyhow, he knew that Krishna will come in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he came to this place. At that time, no Ganges yet. No Ganges yet at all. Bhagirath went to him earlier and he did tapasya to Brahma and he ordered that I am giving a drop of water from the water which he took from Vaman Dev Charan. He was and he gave. Brahma told that we will bear the Samaraya Krishna Nehata to Bolte Da, the daughter who will. Who will bear the load of vengeance when he will come to this earth? And told Bhagirath that he has to do tapasya to Shankar and he can check. Otherwise, Ganges will go to Patal Lok. He did the tapasya of Shankar and Shankar told that, yes, I will bear the load of Ganges. So, in Himalayas, he stood up and Ganges came from Brahmalok and one dhara means three direction of Ganges. One
in Devalok, Ganga. That is called Mandakini. One in this world, Bhagirathi, and one went in Patal, and it became Bhogavati Arendra. See, Dhara Mani Kide?
Flow
of Ganges. So, Shankar saw that it is very pure water, washing water of Vamandev, so very, very pure. So he thought that this should be kept in my head. So he spread his jata. Jata, you know? Long, long hair. Okay. So that Ganges came and went in jata. And so many days he could not come out of his jata. No way. Then Bhagirath did another tapasya to Shankar, and he left something, and three-fourths, and one-fourth he left. Ganga told Bhagirath that you should go forward and will come after you. Bhagirath was sitting in chariot and going forward. When he came to this place, Ganges washed away all these things, ashram, food, and everything, his panchapatra and everything, and took away with her. Understanding?
Janu. Janu. And washed away Janu.
Janu. Everything he washed, Ganges took away. Then he became angry. Some persons tell like this, but he was not angry. He thought that very sacred water of Krishna washing, feet washing. So I should drink it. So he drank it. All water land in the stomach of Janu. Again, Bhagirath did tapasya here. Then he was so much pleased, and he kept 3/4 of water of Ganges in his stomach, and 1/4 he left. From here, Janu, this is Janga, this is Janu. Here. What is this? His left side. This is called Janu. So, when he left the Ganges, he became father of Janava. From Janu, Ganges became, Bhagirathi became Janava. Janavi. Janumani is the daughter of the son of Janavi is Bhisham Pitama. She said that my mother is going towards this. Why she is going? Janavi was thinking that anyhow I will go to Navadvip, and there Krishna and Radhika in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they will appear nearby Navadvip, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so many pastimes will be there. He will also take bath in me. So she was very much pleased. So she came. Bhisham Pitamah came to this place near Janu Rishi, and he told, Janu Rishi told, that nearby in near future, Krishna having the bhav
Srimati Radhika will appear and we will see the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So you should do tapasya here. He also did tapasya. And Janu Rishi told so many instructions of bhakti and everything. That is, he told it afterwards to Yudhishthira Maharaj in Shanti Parva, in Mahabharata. So, here any place was Bhisham Pitama Tapasya Sthali, and this is the Tapasya Sthali of Jagnu Rishi, and this is Jagnu Rishi.
What was Jani's name first? Because it sounded like name Janu and came out of here.
Any name, but not so vivid. Janu Rishi is called the Janu Rishi. This is come. Narayani Devi was a nephew of Srivas Pandit. He used to take the remaining of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Her marriage was here and his son was Vrindavan Das Thakur, and who has written Chaitanya Bhagavat. One thing he has written that the person who respects Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and don't respect Nityananda Prabhu, I mean lathi mari tar sirer upare, means he is telling that I will give my lathi to the head of that person who will do ninda of Nityananda Prabhu. They used to tell that Nityananda Prabhu, at first he was sannyasi and now he is householder. So they used to do ninda of Nityananda Prabhu. So he is telling that as Ramchandra has burnt Lanka, I will kill all the persons like demon who will do ninda of Nityananda.
Vrindavan Das has said
like this. So anger is not a good thing, but yet if it is applied on demons, it is not bad, like Hanuman or Jesus. It was also Chaitanya Lila Vyas. As Vyas has written Srimad Bhagavatam, he has written the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here in Treta Yuga, Ramchand came here, and there was a banyan tree here. Lakshman built a hut there, hut, you know, jhopadi, and they used to live there. One day, Sri Ramchandra, seeing what Sita was laughing, smiling, Sita Devi told, there is no reason to laugh, to smile. Why you are smiling? He told that am remembering something. I am seeing the future. As we have left our homes and come to forest, after some time you see that I will leave you and you will weep. You will live in Valmiki ashram. In Valmiki ashram. He told you why? Because meeting is one thing and separation is one thing. In separation, we have something more than meeting. No? So I want to have experience this separation. And one thing in future, I will leave my home. I will be as a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here. And at that time, you will be in home. In this time, you will go out of home. And I will weep, you will also weep. But you will be out of home. And future, when I will be Gauranga, you will be in home, and I will be out of home. Both will cry. You should also cry, and I also cry. Why? Because I will be Rini to you. Rini means obliged to you. Because for no reason I will tell you to go out of my kingdom, and for that I will have to pay something. So in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Lila I will be out of and go to Puri, and always I will cry for you and you will also cry for me. Chaitanya Navadvip Dham Parikrama, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written all these things. This is Siddha Bakul. Here he is telling that ke purvanam tha ki karasam tha ki Saranga Thakur. At the birth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was old one, and he used to live here under this tree. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became elder, he came to this place and told Saranga that now you are old one. Any person should help you and serve you. So you should do one disciple. He told that I don't want to make any disciple. Because if he will not do bhajan, then whole aparad will come to me often. So I don't want to make any. No, you should make anyone one shishya, one disciple. Where I can have any qualified disciple? He told that by your mercy, any person to whom you will make disciple, he will be qualified. So what should I do? Tomorrow, the first person who will meet you, you should give mantra diksha. Another day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went away. He was going to bathe bath in Ganges, very nearby here. Old Ganges is there. When he was going, and when he went in into Ganges, anything touched him. Then he saw that there is a dead body of a boy. He take out of that boy here on the bank and began to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. After some time, this boy did like this.
He started moving.
Then he told, "Who are you?" "I'm a Brahmin boy." "What is your father's name?" He told his father's name. "What village?" He told the name of village. "Why you are like that?" "I'm not remembering anything, but I remember that a very black serpent cut me and I died and don't know anything." So being in Ganges and by the mercy of Sarangadas, he got new life, and Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna he gave to that boy. He was so much, became so prabhavashali and bhajan, that he used to live in Ganges for 7 days, drinking.
And
Saranga Thakur, Murari. And he used to sit on the back of
tiger.
That
disciple.
Yeah. Disciple. And he used to play with serpent. There was a very big and serpent used to live in this
hole.
From upper side, other side it will be seen. He used to live very mota, very long, very black. He used to play with that serpent. After some time, he went away anywhere. And he used to live in this jungle alone. After that, he had any dream, and Thakur came to him. And he used to serve, and he still servicing going on. Now you should go. Now it is 12, perhaps.
It is 4 to 12.
You should now go. Thank you.
The tree under which Ramchandra, Sita Devi and Lakhan used to sit, and that story that I told was there. So the tree was Modadrum.
Modadrum.
So, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming here, he remembered the past and that Leela of Ramchandra and became so much pleased. So this is called Modadrum tree. And from Modadrum it became Maa Magachi. Mod means Ananda, Maam, Mod means Maam, and Drum means tree, Gachi. So Mod Drum became Maam Gachi.
Like this same tree Ram and Sita were sitting under?
No. Another butt tree. Now, not now tree.
Right.
Yeah, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Mayapur.
But we see that the service of Gadadhar Pandit is more valuable than Vishnu Priya and Lakshmi Priya. It is correct?
Yeah, correct. Hmm.
Because
Vishnu Priya and Lakshmi Priya for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a Vaikunthi Bhav. Understand?
Yes.
But Gadadhar always reminds Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of Radha and Krishna. Always. By his Srimad Bhagavata Vakya. by his any activity, by his any activity, when he raised Varaha Pidam Ratavar Bapu Karnayo Karnikar Vipratada, he himself spent and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also spent. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a disguise as a Brahmin, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But in inner he is feeling that I am Radhika.
And Gadadhar?
Gadadhar feels that bhav in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and helps. But Vishnupriya does not help in this matter.
Support? Gadadhar support?
Support Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be like this. Always in Srimad Bhagavatam and all other things. He lives with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as if Radhika is with him, but in disguise.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Radharani. Mm. And Gadadhar Pandit is also in that mood. Gadadhar Pandit is an extension of Radharani.
Mm.
No.
Because I've written that Radharani is himself Gadadhar Pandit. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not himself Radharani.
No.
He is Krishna, but he has taken the bhav and kanti of Srimati Radhika only. But Gadadhar Pandit is himself, herself Radhika.
But Gaur Gadadhar worship is not worship of Radha Krishna.
No, not as your Radha Krishna.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur did not worship that Radha
Krishna. No. By Gaur Mantra, by Gaur Gadadhar worship, we will have Krishna prem, Gopi prem.
Yeah. Why would someone worship Gaur Gadadhar rather than Gaur Nathar?
Hmm?
It's just like we are worshipping Gaur Nathar.
Hmm.
That is like Krishna Balaram.
Mm.
But the worship of Gaur Gadadhar is a different mood.
Gaur Gadadhar, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu service will lead us to Sakshara.
Mm.
And Gaur Gadadhar will take us in Madhura.
But it's mentioned that unless one has a relationship with Nityananda Prabhu, one cannot have Radha Krishna's service.
Because he is in Anangamanjari.
That was our next question.
Mm. Because. But outwardly, he is Sakshara.
And inwardly?
Inwardly, Madhura.
Nityananda.
But not in the shape of Baldev and Nityananda Prabhu.
No.
Krishna of Kaviraj. He says that by the mercy of Lord Nityananda came.
But as a Ananga Manjari.
Now Ananga Manjari is a Manjari of Baladev, four Baladev. That is such.
Hmm.
He is the younger sister of Srimati Radhika. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his book Navadvip Bhavataranga, says that Ananga Manjari is my life and soul.
Mm.
And by her grace,
average.
So
when we want this thing, seeing Nityananda too will see in Nityananda Ananga Manjari. And we are not seeing Ananga Manjari in Nityananda Prabhu, then Sakshara will come. If he prays Nityananda Prabhu that kindly give us that Gopi prem, then he by his mercy you will have Gopi prem.
Bhaktivinoda says, as Kama Manjari, that Ananda Manjari will lead me to the feet of Rupa Manjari and Lalita.
Nityananda then become Ananda Manjari and he will lead them to the feet of Srimati Radhika.
Is Ananda Manjari playing in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna?
Certainly. So much. So much.
And at the same time in the pastimes of Balaram.
Balaram is doing? In his Balaram state, he will, he will Baldev, Yashoda, that is Vatsalaras, Satkharas, and Dasaras, there are adjectives only. They support Madhur Ras only.
The other rasas are adjectives to Madhur Ras.
They support. Because without supporting, Madhuras cannot be. Krishna and Srimati Radhika are sitting together, Lalita and all others. No? And doing anything, talking and gambling or anything, very freely. They saw that at once they saw Baldev Prabhu is going by the way. And he might have seen. At once a rush comes, Yashoda Devi, Radhika Devi, put like this, and goes in room and sees what to do, what to do. And Krishna also becomes same, sinful. And Lalita also. Then a rush goes to a higher degree.